This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. During the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump, U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland said military aid was conditioned on investigations benefiting Mr. Trump's personal political interests. VOA's Catherine Gibson has details.
House Democrats said Sondland's testimony clearly established Trump abused the power of his office. Sondland leveled serious allegations against top administration officials, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who defended his role.
I know precisely what American policy was with respect to Ukraine. I was working on it, and I'm incredibly proud of what we've accomplished. We delivered remarkable outcomes for the Ukrainian people.
Trump released close to $400 million in U.S. military aid to Ukraine on September 11th after concerns about the holdup became public. Republicans argue Trump cannot be impeached if the aid was released and Ukraine never announced the investigations. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Later today, two additional witnesses will testify in the impeachment inquiry. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, has already testified behind closed doors. He was at a lunch meeting in July with EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland in Ukraine. A transcript says Holmes testified Sondland called Trump on a cell phone, not a secure line. And Holmes could overhear President Trump asking the ambassador about the investigations and heard Sondland say Ukraine's president would do anything Trump asked. Former National Security Council Russia advisor Fiona Hill is being called to discuss the involvement of President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani in U.S.-Ukraine policy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.